Why was there once a general store about every 7 miles in Vermont? That might sound like the start of a joke from the Old Farmer's Almanac, but it's a question that Kendra Nordine Beato got to address in reporting on the decline of those rural institutions. It has to do with horse range between stops, the EV range equivalent of old-time transportation. Time was every town in the Green Mountain State had a town hall, a church, and 2 country stores, Kendra learned, one for food, one for hardware. Many merged, and over time, many closed. How many remain? It's hard to say. The Vermont Retail and Grocers Association doesn't track those numbers because it's hard to define what a general store is today, Kendra says. Is it a gas station that also sells Pop-Tarts? One historian's definition, it's a non-corporate one-off with its owner living inside or nearby. Some towns, Kendra writes, are finding new ways to keep those open. As always, you can find our latest stories and news briefs on our homepage. It's Saturday, November 22nd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. Now, here are today's Monitor stories. The EPA plans to reduce the scope of an old federal law that regulates waterway pollutants. The agency's proposal reveals how far-reaching the rules are and how they affect multiple stakeholders. Allie Martin reports for The Monitor. Women have faced displacement, hunger, and violence amid Sudan's civil war. After the fall of El-Fasher in Darfur, they must hold their families together even as their world falls apart. Issa Dafala reports from Kampala, Uganda, with Audrey Thiebert in Boston for The Monitor. Republican state lawmakers from Indiana have rejected pressure from the White House to conduct a mid-cycle redrawing of their congressional maps. One senator describes why his conservative values led him to oppose the effort. Story Hinckley reports for The Monitor. They evoke Hallmark movies and simpler times, but in rural locations, general stores are a lifeline to the community, providing access to groceries and serving as a social hub. In Vermont, towns are fighting to keep theirs alive. Kendra Nordine Beato reports from Shrewsbury, South Stratford, and West Townsend, Vermont, for The Monitor. Our reviewers' picks this month include a collection of powerful short stories by Salman Rushdie and a humorous, touching novel by Craig Thomas. Among nonfiction titles, a memoir by comedian Roy Wood Jr. broadens the idea of a father figure, and A History of Money unfolds the colorful origins of currency. Check out our favorite November books in today's issue at csmonitor.com/daily. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Jingnan Peng and Ian Case.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.